Welcome back to Marvel Stadium, where tonight Port Adelaide defeated Essendon by 84 points. Matthew Cox, Daisy Pearce and Kane Corns with you in the commentary box. It's our post-game wrap for Coates. We're more than hire. We're equipped for anything, and we're heading straight down to the Port Adelaide rooms, where Alir is joining us after their performance tonight. Alir, thanks very much for your time. Just sum up the mood down in the Port Adelaide rooms after a defiant win against Essendon.
Yeah, I think the mood here is pretty good. Obviously, any time you win a game, it changes things in the locker room. So I think also, probably the first time we put a four-quarter effort together, and it was a great result for the boys.
Leah, it was awesome. As good and as attacking as an enjoyable game we've seen from any team this year. So congratulations on that. I want to drill down a little bit with you. I mean, such a strong performance tonight in a different role, I reckon. I know you can play one-on-one, but your strength has been as the interceptor across half-back. When did you know you were getting this job, and do you like getting the job in the opposition's best power forward?
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, we've had good conversation with Kenny. Like, I'm happy to take the opposition number one forward if he wants me to do that. And because I can back myself as that intercept defender, but then I can also play on one-on-one. So I've always said that to him from day one, and he sort of just let me know you're playing on someone tall this weekend. So I was just up for the job, and I just wanted to shout him out from the start, and if I had opportunity to intercept, I'll do that. But I think it was the boys up front that probably made it a lot easier for myself, where you're putting a lot of pressure up forward. So it's credit to the boys.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The pressure was elite today, which makes your job easier. So moving forward, like, Port Adelaide not blessed with tall defenders.
Yep.
Trent McKenzie lost his place in the side. Jonas and Cleary, they always play undersized. Is that the role for you now, do you think, or it'll change week to week?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, to be honest, because last year we've pretty much had a similar team in that we had recently, so I don't know if that will change. I'll have to sit down and chat to your brother and Ken and see what they reckon.
All right, we'll see. That's one for the off season. But some extraordinary performances. I know Daisy wants to ask about Jeremy Finlayson, so I'll leave that to her. She wants to know what he ate for breakfast, so you can maybe ask him or get him on the line. But the week that's been, it's been impossible to ignore the scrutiny from David Kosh's comments, which I didn't like on Monday, to then clarifying them. But a performance like today and the performances throughout the year, you haven't thrown in the towel. You're fully supportive of Kenny, and he's your man. Why is he the man to coach this club?
I mean, yeah, he's always been like that from day one. Even when we started 0-5, like, he was still positive around the club. And I think we're playing, we're inconsistent a little bit. And I think throughout the mid-year, we're able to play some good games, and a couple there we weren't able to close out. But to be honest, he's been great for me personally. I guess he's always been a family man, and just has that great balance for us. So I think he's the right man to lead us forward all the way.
Ali, can you quantify or put into words the difference that having Charlie Dixon out there has on you as a side?
Yeah, he's massive. Because he's always going to track the intercept markers, and sometimes he might have three on him, and if he brings the ball to ground, that's good for our small forward. So he has a lot of attraction. Sometimes he might not kick a few goals, but he competes very well for us and brings the ball down.
And what happened in that second quarter? The first quarter was a bit of a grind. Essendon's pressure was pretty good in that first term, but you were able to break the game open in the second. From out there where you were standing, and you would have had a pretty good look at it from back there, what would you say changed? Or what did you get right?
I think the first quarter we had a lot of turnovers, and the goals that they kicked were from our mistakes. It wasn't them coming out of centre bounce or anything like that. We tried to force a few things, and it didn't go right, and we addressed that at quarter time. And I think we came back in and just knew when to go fast and when to go slow, and that was able to open the game up for us.
And Kane alluded to it, but you didn't happen to be sitting next to Jeremy at breakfast this morning, did you, to catch what he ate? Because I want what he's eating as we head into AFLW season. He was outstanding today. What are you seeing in him?
Nah, he's been great. I mean, he's undersized for a ruckman, but I think it's just his second, third effort. If he can, bring the ball to ground, then I think that's where his strength come in. And he's able to come down and help us as defenders and then go forward and assist and kick some goals himself. So, yeah, it was an outstanding game. I might have to ask him what he had for breakfast,
but
I might have to get some to.
Yeah, we all want some of that. So where can this group get to? I mean, clearly Ken needs to coach for success next year. Do you have the bones of the group with perhaps a few additions in the off-season to compete in a prelim final weekend again or go one further earlier? You've tasted finals six times yourself. You'd be desperate to to get to that stage. How good can this group be?
Yeah, they're a very good team. I mean, like, yeah, that's the thing. It's disappointing we weren't able to put, you know, the season that we wanted. But, yeah, I'm backing this team in all the way. Like, you can see out there what we can do, you know, if we defend well and attack well. So, you know, we've got one more game to go and then, I guess, refreshing the off-season and then, you know, move forward because I'm backing this team in to bounce back in finals next year.
Sorry, talk to me about that game next week. I mean, it is the grand final, isn't it, for the 2022 season?
Yeah, I don't even need to say too much to hear you know all about it. I just we want to win that game. You know, you don't need the coach to rev you up or anything like that. You know, there's two teams in the town and we want to be the best. As simple as that. So, yeah,
good man.
Who are you eyeing off and matching up then again next week? Which forward? Again?
Probably one of the tools. Probably Walker, Himmelberg, Fogarty. He's playing well, so. I'll chat to the coach, whoever they want me to play on, I'm happy to do it. If they want me to play on a small, I'll go play on a small. I'll just listen to whatever the coaches tell me, to be honest.
Well, you better do that because you did it tonight and it was phenomenal what you did against Peter Wright. Congratulations on a great performance, Alir, and go and enjoy the win.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Lee.
That was awesome.